Welcome back. Joined now by representatives of Long Beach Hush 2. It's President Mike Cowell and it's Vice President Joe Sopo. Gentlemen, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
We did a segment some weeks ago with the Long Beach Alliance, a group favoring upgrading the Long Beach Airport. Long Beach Hush 2 represents people living in impacted neighborhoods, and they have their concerns about the enlargement of the airport terminal, and they asked for time to respond, and we were happy to grant it to them. Mike, you're the president. Tell us how you see it.
Well, I think first we all have to speak with the same vocabulary and the definition of the words. Expanding the airport or upgrading the airport are totally two different things in the mind of Long Beach Hush. We have no problem whatsoever with remodeling, upgrading it, or whatever. Our heartburn comes from the word expansion. And that expansion could very much allow a challenge to our noise ordinance in the future. That's where our main concern lies.
Joe?
Well, you know, Art, I was watching the presentation by the Alliance, and they spoke disparagingly about the condition of the present airport. But did you know in 2004, a well-known organization rated Long Beach Airport as the number one airport in the state of California? It beat out all other airports, and this was a survey taken by the flying public, and it put our little airport, Long Beach, as the number one in California. Now, when the Alliance spoke about that airport, and I heard you say the same thing too on your presentation, you spoke of it as embarrassing, run down, and people who fly in and out of our little airport there are happy to do that, and one thing comes to mind, it's convenience. I know you fly out of Long Beach Airport. Don't you find that convenient?
It's extremely convenient, but Joe, it would be a lot more convenient if we didn't have to walk outside in inclement weather and into Quonset hut-like staging areas. The number of flights lawfully under the noise ordinance has now been expanded to 41, and JetBlue is using most of those spots. So the number of passengers within the noise envelope has increased dramatically, and I think any rational person would agree that the current airport facilities are not adequate to handle the number of passengers that lawfully and legally can fly within the existing noise ordinance. No one is arguing to expand the number of flights.
The conversation hasn't centered on the quality of life for the residents that are impacted daily by the airport, particularly not so much the noise as it is possibly the air quality that's under the airport and comes from the airport aircraft, the on-ground use of the equipment.
But the terminal doesn't create pollution. It's the planes that do, and it's going to be 41 flights with a little terminal or with an adequate terminal.
The terminal decides how many planes can come and go every day from there, as well as the aircraft parking spots.
So is your argument,
and the gates at the terminal.
Is your argument that we should keep the airport terminal inadequate so as not to be able to adequately handle the 41 flights which the lawsuit settlement permits?
Well, Art, as Joe just pointed out, the airport is doing a more than adequate job. It's rated number one, number two in all the surveys conducted by the public that use the airport.
I fly out of it, and it's very convenient. I grant you that. But the terminal is clearly inadequate.
Well, when you say inadequate, are you speaking about the physical condition of the airport? Are you talking about the size?
The space, the security space. The passengers are like in pens waiting to get on planes. Mm-hmm. The parking is inadequate. There are a lot of inadequacies.
You know, Alliance said that they were embarrassed about the airport.
I'm embarrassed about the airport.
Well, you know, people drive past John Wayne Airport and LAX to fly to Long Beach Airport. I've spoken to people who have done that. But I'm more embarrassed when I drive off the 405 freeway down Long Beach Boulevard down to City Hall in that boulevard. I'm more embarrassed about that.
I'm embarrassed about that, too.
Okay. Well, what I think is, we want that airport updated. We want that airport something proud we can look at and use. But right now, that airport was built for 15 flights. They're flying 41 flights out of there adequately. You may not feel that way, but it is adequate and it is safe. If they build an airport to accommodate 77 flights a day, how many more flights do you think that could fly out of there?
Well, no one is arguing to expand the limit of 41. But, Mike, what I can't understand and what many people can't understand is why you don't agree that the current terminal is inadequate for the existing 41 flights. If you fly and you have to be standing and crunched with hundreds of people waiting to board, how can you deem that to be adequate?
Well, you know, Art, I think the conversation should be more centered on how do we protect our noise ordinance. If there is truly a way that we can protect that noise ordinance and have it written in stone and have the users out there promise never to challenge it again in the future, like happened, 15 years ago, and took us from 15 flights to 66, we can't go there again. We can't bear to take that challenge or that chance in having our now airport designed for some 77-odd flights be challenged, the noise ordinance goes away, and we have 300 flights a day. Art, what do you think that will do to the community surrounding the airport?
I will grant you the point that we want to keep it at 41, but I would hope you would grant us the fact that the terminal needs modernization.
Modernization's fine. Remodel it, paint it, wallpaper it, put in whatever you want.
And make it a bit larger.
But we've got to be extremely careful about the square footage and what else can be used there besides what is allowed by our noise ordinance.
I'd like to say something to you about the sizing of that airport, that the consultants came back with industry averages. They didn't come back with a need assessment of what do we need to safely accommodate the 41 plus the 25. They came back with industry averages, and they came back, and it was prior to 9/11. And that's where they built airports that were almost like shopping centers, where you would go in there, you drop someone off and go in with them, and you'd wait for the plane to take off. And there would be mini malls where you could eat, you could buy souvenirs, and you could stay at the gate and wave to them, or at the windows and wave to them to say goodbye. But since 9/11 and its security and TSA, they just get off. They go through the gate, you wave to them, or you drop them off.
We're running out of time, Joe, but would you agree that we should have adequate space to service the 41 flights that are now permitted?
Adequate.
Would you agree with that, Mike?
Well, I don't know what adequate is.
Adequate means adequate.
There's all different sides of the coin would say adequate if it's what I determine
would
be adequate.
Well, would you agree that being squashed together with hundreds of people and having to stand waiting for flights is inadequate? Would you grant that?
If that is true on a day-to-day basis, that is totally inadequate, and it would be totally unacceptable. However, I don't see that as the case, and I use the airport all the time. It is the single, simplest, easiest airport that I've ever flown into. If you can point to another,
I grant you that it's easy because it's in Long Beach. It's 10 minutes away.
Let's find one that's better and copy it.
A couple things I'd like to say.
We have 10 seconds left.
In hushes, what we want is a more balanced approach to anything that we do at that airport. Besides taking businesses' point of view, the neighborhoods have to be involved in its decision making.
Okay, and if you want to get involved, we'll put up the Hush 2 website right now. Write in, Joe, Mike, thank you guys for being our guests.
Thank you.
Stay with us. We'll be back with more of our show after these messages.